Hi. Right, this is 107 Spark FM.
The student radio takeover.
On Demon FM.
Go! And Demon FM have very kindly let us take over their radio station for a whole hour. Which means, because, well, we are the guys who win all of the awards, that Demon FM might win some awards this year. Guys, if you want, you can use this audio in all of your entries next year, and you can just wipe up. Right, I'm not by myself. I am Thomas Hannett. I have got Jodie Bryant and Harrison Stock with me. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hiya.
Hi.
Are you enjoying your time all the way down here in sunny Leicester?
Yeah, it's actually sunny. It's better than Bradford, isn't it, last year?
Yeah, Bradford
was... it snowed.
It snowed last year in Bradford. It was horrible. I don't like snow. Snow's cold.
Good observation.
Snow is cold. If snow was warm, okay, it would be the best thing in the world.
Yeah, but then what would we have instead of sun? Like, what would the sun be then? Would that be cold?
No, it'd still be like sunny and snow.
Because you can guarantee that
just be warm
this
snow.
Summer, everyone's going to moan it's too hot.
I know, but imagine if you are like in the Mediterranean on the beach having a snowball fight. How good would that be? That'd be amazing. Right, let's get into it. This is a little bit of Radiohead.
Demon FM 107.5.
It's Radiohead and Idioteek. It's 107.5 Demon FM and we are taking over.
This is 107 Spark FM.
Right, I've got music on the way from the likes of Alt-J. First of all, this is Bob Dylan and I Want You, and in a few tracks time, I've got a little bit of a club and, well, it's just an anthem wherever you go.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Go! Right, so just another reminder, we are 107 Spark FM. We are a student radio station based in Sunderland. And if you're wondering what is going on, the nice guys here at Demon FM have let loads of student radio stations who are taking over the whole city for the next few days, basically take over their shows. So, if you want to get involved with the chat, get yourself onto Twitter and hashtag SRACon. That is nice and easy to do. Just do a little tweet and then stick it on at the end. So, Jodie and Harrison, also from Spark FM, have been on Twitter Watch. Guys, what have you been finding? Is there anything appropriate that can be read out?
Right. Well, we saw this, and Dan McConnell, our silent producer, has tweeted, "Did somebody just throw up on @MattDeegan, hashtag SRACon?" Did you see this?
I didn't see this. I probably would have vomed along with it because I can't do that. But my favourite tweet from this is, "Turns out the best way to get noticed in radio is to projectile vomit during the How to Get Noticed in Radio session."
He was definitely
like, the irony
noticed.
Behind that is just unreal.
See, I was a bit rough this morning, and if I came down for breakfast, I probably would have vomited on a very big radio wig. But I was like, no, I'm going to be sensible. And just not be sick on anyone.
So you're suffering from the same thing as me today. We have a chicken hangover.
Yes, we have a slight issue with chicken.
That sounds wrong. It sounds like we have a fetish for poultry. Us at Spark FM since 2011 have basically been to every chicken shop wherever we've been and bought out the leftover chicken and just eaten it all.
Yeah, so me and Scott McGurdy, who won gold last year for Best Specialist Show, went down to a chicken outlet here in Leicester and just went in and went, can I buy all of your chicken, please? They were over the moon because it was really early in the morning and they were just going to throw it out, and then in walked us. It must have been like walking money.
I can remember actually getting in the elevator last night because we was on like the 6th floor and I'm on the 9th floor, and I was just like, right, I'm going to get some chicken for the road. Let's do this. I had like one in each hand and I just woke up with greasy chicken fingers.
See, I got on the lift last night and there was some people in there and I just gave them all a piece of chicken. Nice like that. It's like, "Hi, I'm Thomas from Spark. Do you want some of my chicken?" They're like, "Yeah." Can't say no to chicken, do you know what I mean? Right, in a few tracks time, we will be playing Song Association. I'll explain what that is. After this, it's Alt-J and Buffalo with Mountain Man on it. It's 107.5 Demon FM. It's Magnetic Man and I Need Air, 107 Spark FM on your 107.5 Demon FM. Right, now we are going to play Song Association. Right, this is basically Jodie. Hi, Jodie.
Hi.
Against Harrison. Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
So, the winner basically just has to scream out the answer to the question in the sentence. So, I read out a nice simple sentence that makes no sense at all. And within this sentence is an artist's name. And to make the sentence make sense, Jodie or Harrison have to shout out one of their songs. So, for example, Jodie couldn't decide if the guy was giving him her number if he was a keeper or not, so she asked him to call you Ray Jepsen.
Call me maybe.
Exactly.
Yes,
so
I love that.
That is pretty much the rules of the game. But there is more. Jodie, you have a song for this game.
I have a song
you?
For this game. Scott Brigade is going to sing it in the background, but we used to do this on breakfast, so are we ready for this?
It's time for
Soga Association.
Right, so do you want to dive in straight away? Number one.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Right. In a session with some very important radio people, a man tried to vomit into a sandwich bag. He'd had too much to drink and could not. I haven't read these before. These are hilarious, by the way. And could not drink. And the amount of chicken he ate last night was a dot rotten. Shout out the answers. Shout them out.
I have no idea.
Shout them out.
Johnny knows.
Jonathan Chambers knows. Get in here.
Hang on, whisper it to me.
That's cheating. You
overload.
Can't do that.
It is overload.
It is.
Yes. 1-0 Harrison.
Right, 1-0 to Harrison.
Do you know what, right? My competitive edge is coming back now, right? Because I feel like that wasn't a sentence that made sense.
It was a sentence.
I'm putting my foot down. That didn't make sense.
Do you want me to read out the sentence with the answer in it?
No.
Okay, that's just because you know you're going to lose. Right, so, song association number two. Last night on the dance floor, not only did a water pistol appear, my bad, on the dance floor, but a baseball did too. I didn't see that. We all started to five.
Megamix.
Get on up. Keep on moving.
No. Keep going with the
get
five
down.
Think basketball.
Oh, I know this one.
I said baseball by accident. Do you want me to
read the sentence again?
Right, last night on the dance floor, not only did a water pistol appear, but also a basketball appeared. We all started to five.
Bounce?
No.
Jump.
Can I just put them out of their misery?
Yeah, go
is
on.
Is it Slam Dunk the Funk?
Yes, it is. Jonathan's not even playing the game and he's going to win.
What does that have to do with a water pistol?
It was just a point to demonstrate.
Seriously? What does it?
Because you can slam dunk into a swimming pool. Do you know when you do a running bomb? The running bomb.
Give it. These are the worst written song
right.
associations
Jodie,
ever.
You're so going to lose this game.
Anyway, so it's 2-0 me so
far. Well, so far, Johnny, who's not even
played. It's 2-0 Johnny, technically.
It's 2-0 yeah. Johnny. Right, I think Johnny's going to win because there's only one more left. Right, song association number three. When we last went to the Student Radio Awards in Hendon, we thought that we could hear an explosion in the distance, but it turns out it was just the girls allowed.
Bang.
No, girls allowed. Do not sing a song.
Jump. Jump.
Harrison, how many loud jumps
do you
hear?
Is it Sound of the Underground?
Yes, Jonathan, it is.
Oh, no.
Right,
Harrison,
so,
we are so
Jodie,
bad.
We were rubbish at that game. We were so bad.
So song association between Harrison and Jodie. The winner is Jonathan Chambers.
Yay.
Right, this is Two Door Cinema Club now, and something we've got quite a lot of now in Leicester. It's sun.
Ocean Blue.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Go! It's Student Radio Takeover, 107 Spot FM, or nursing you nicely through this afternoon. Right, that track was a nice little track from a local band called Little Night Terrors, and local music is something we pride ourselves on in 107 Spot FM between half and 6 o'clock at night. So every half past the hour, we play you a local song. So if you head over to sparksunderland.com, you can check out exactly what is going on, and the Northeast just delivers. It's just got so much good music that is local. The likes of the Future Heads, Maxima Park, Little Comets, and Frank and the Heartstrings, to name but a few, are all from Sunderland. Right, so on 107 Spark FM, I do Drive Time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 4 and 7, and straight after our Drive Time shows, we go into specialist music programming. Harrison?
Yes.
You do a little specialist music program, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Called Juicebox.
It is called Juicebox. It's basically the indie and electro show every Tuesday from 7 till 9. Get that in there.
Cheeky plug.
Yeah, and I play all the best new and upcoming Indian electro music, and I kind of bend the rules as well. I play whatever I want sometimes. Basically the show is named after the Stroke song Juice Box, because that's just one of my favourite songs ever from one of my favourite bands ever. So we're going to play that for you now.
Nice. So what's the song about? Is it just about a juice box, like some orange juice or something?
It's however you interpret it, Tom.
Well, I like orange juice. So this is the Strokes. And, well, it's Juice Box. It's the Strokes and Juice Box. Right, Chick is playing for you right now. And everybody dance. Little Mix is on the way. And before we leave at 5:30, we're going to play you a little bit of an anthem from Spark.
Shake with everybody dance on Demon FM. We are Spark FM on the takeover. Mm-hmm. So coming up next, we've got a little bit of DNA, who are local lasses to us in Sunderland.
Half of them.
Yeah, and I've just been told a story off air about one of our fellow Sparkies, Anthony Kane. Shout out, woo! Who went on a date with Perry.
How have I never heard this story?
I really, really hope he didn't tell me this in confidence. I just want anyone to know, because he is listening at home now. I'm a little bit terrified.
Jonathan Chambers, are you making this story up?
I don't know, possibly. I might have just made it up.
I love that it's his claim to fame that he went on a date with Perry and all he did was stroke a cat.
All he'd done was stroke her cat. Like he just sat there and stroked a cat for the whole date.
And by cat, we definitely mean the pet.
Oh, right, that's nothing okay. Else.
I'm glad we've clarified that.
That's very awkward. Hi, my name's Anthony. Can I stroke your cat?
How do you even end up stroking someone's cat on a date?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. Why are you all laughing? You're so immature.
I was on a date once and I ended up parking my car in a trolley bay in a supermarket. I climbed out the window and everything. I was like, how have I managed this?
How did the date go?
I've had better dates. It's not every date that you stroke a cat and then park in a trolley bay. It's a bit weird. Right, so this is Little Mix. One of them is, well, friends with one of our friends. Friend of a friend of a friend.
One of them's cat got stroked by one of our friends. Claim to fame.
Never thought I'd hear anybody say that. It's Little Mix and Right, I think it's time to come clean. It's 107 Spark FM taking over Demon FM. Thomas Hannity here. We've got Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
And hi, Johnny Chambers.
Hello.
We didn't do any prep for the show because we kind of forgot that we were on air until about an hour and a half ago. So if you've been listening to the last hour, you will know exactly why it sounded how it did. So we've got a few minutes left. So let's play Johnny's impressions, because we found out Johnny can do impressions. So Harrison has made us a fresh jingle.
This is brand new, okay?
This is brand new. This is a worldwide exclusive.
Do, 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 do. Johnny's impressions. Do, do.
This was just like countdown.
It's groundbreaking radio, this. Right, so.
Right, so.
Johnny's impressions. We need to start again. We need to have the jingle and have the full effect.
Right, yeah, so okay. I think we can harmonise. If he starts, it's like, do you know, when the Saints go marching in. If Harrison starts, and then you can start, and then I'll start.
We're going to do it in the round. Oh dear, right.
Yeah. Right, Harrison, start, please.
Do, 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 do.
Johnny's impressions. Right. Jonathan, what impressions can you do?
Well, shall I do the impression, then we'll try and guess what it is?
Yes.
If they're really rubbish impressions, this is going to fall flat on its behind. So,
right.
We'll go for the first one then. Here we go. Brian, we've ran out of graham crackers.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that. Can you do it again, please?
Uh-huh. Brian, we've ran out of graham crackers.
Do you take requests?
I definitely know what it is.
Johnny, do you take requests?
It depends what it is.
Can you say, Brian, can you stroke your tail really slowly, please?
Brian, can you stroke your tail really slowly, please? You know the bit where he goes, my left foot. It's even better than the right one.
Oh, I love it. Right, is it the little baby from Family Guy, Stewie?
Aha, uh-huh. Yes, it is. Well
Harrison,
done.
Can we have a sound effect, please?
A sound...
Thanks.
Right, impression number two. See if you can guess what this is. I'm going to have to move away from the mic because this one's quite loud, okay?
It's time to face the music!
Who could that possibly be?
That was quite good.
That was a really
I've
good
be,
one.
I've got to be really careful here because I get sued for doing that, because he sues people for doing that, so...
you'll probably get sued for that.
Yeah. It wasn't me, it was someone else.
Is it Peter Dixon?
Aha, yes it is.
Yes,
well
I like
done.
Peter Dixon. Have you got any more?
No. I can do impressions of other Sparkies, but that's not going to be of any benefit
to
anyone.
Do an impression
listening.
Of me.
Do an impression of me. I can't know.
Do you know what it is? Harrison told me that he can also do an impression of Stewie from Family Guy before.
I Harrison, cannot do
we need,
an impression
we need a different
of Stewie from Family Guy.
Jingle for Harrison.
Harrison's impressions. Harrison, do us a Stewie, please.
Brian.
That's all I got.
That was rubbish. It's Alabama Shakes and Hang Loose. It's 107 Sport FM taking over 107.5 Demon FM. That is pretty much about it from us. Thomas Hannett, Jody Bryant and Harrison Stock. Can we just say a massive thank you to the guys at Demon?
Thank you very much.
It's been great fun being allowed to broadcast across Leicester. It's been so much fun. Now, a song that is loved in the Northeast by every living soul, creature, all the fish, all the dogs, all the cats, all the animals, hamsters, humans alike, everybody loves this song. So what we're going to do, we're going to get down with a little bit of five. We're leaving you with this. Have an amazing day and enjoy the rest of the sunshine. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bad boys with a power to rock you. Blowing your mind, so you got to get it.